I can't do it. Do you ever feel insufficient, unable to reach the next step God has set before you? I know I do. In fact, I found it this morning as I was reviewing the notes I had written on vacation. Sometimes I feel like I can't get anything right except... And it's the truth. I didn't even get that statement right. I went on to say, accept messages about God, but what else matters? Allow me to dissect the problem and answer my own question. Why would I feel like I get it right when I talk about Father? Because I have entered into that special place where the Spirit sits on the throne, and I have invited Him to lead, trusting in His results through me. But it seems that life gets in the way far too often. Something pulls me out of the throne room, and I'm off and running like a lame racehorse, accomplishing all I can for the day, or so I believe. There is the problem. Without the continual and constant instruction of the Spirit, I am insufficient, and so are you. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who stay united with me, and I with them, are the ones who bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can't do a thing. John 15:5. As for the rest of my remark, what else matters? Relationship matters. Jesus will share you with the world if you don't leave Him behind. You may think it's no big deal to go off on your own once in a while, but it truly is a game of life and death. Unless a person remains united with me, he is thrown away like a branch and dries up. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire, where they are burned up. John 15:6. All Jesus asks for is for us to remain united, stay in relationship, acknowledge Him, introduce Him as your best friend. If you remain united with me and my words with you, then ask whatever you want, and it will happen for you. John 15:7. However, don't assume it will happen in the fashion or time you imagine. We may look around our world and see some mind-blowing things, but even the most imaginative human will never come close to the plans Father has for those who love Him wholeheartedly. Alone, you will never be sufficient. With Jesus, you will never be alone. Choose.